This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T. Gina Alexandria.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the airwaves.
Second chapter, verse 15 through 17, and the word reads as thus: Do not love this world, nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. But these are not from the Father, but are from the world. And this world is fading away, is passing away, along with everything that people crave. But the turnaround is, but anyone who does what pleases God will live forever. The grass withers, the flower fades, but God's word, it will stand forever. To use for a subject, don't be fooled by the world. Don't be fooled by the world and all of its cravings, all of its pleasure. Don't be fooled by the world. John is the writer of this book, and he's known as the one whom Jesus loved. John was the son of Zebedee and the brother of James, and John is accredited for writing this book, but also the two other epistles of 2 John and 3 John. He's accredited for writing the Gospel of John, and he's accredited for writing Revelations. The purpose of John's writing the book was to combat false teaching. There were false teachers that was distorting the grace of God. In other words, they were saying that because we are under God's grace, that we can live like the world and still be in fellowship with God and other true Christians. But you know that in 1 John 1 and 6, this is what the Bible says. If we say we have fellowship with God, but we continue, it's a practice, a daily practice of walking in darkness, he says we lie to ourselves and we don't tell the truth. See, the world say it's not all right to hate my brothers and sisters and say I love God. But I can't get along with the people that I see every day, but I'm hollering, I love God. I got this great love for God, but I can't love you who I see every day. It's something definitely wrong with that picture. Yeah. It's something wrong with that. Yeah. So John says here that these false teachers, he said they came out from among the church. They came out of the congregation. They came from within the midst of the church. That's what he said. Look at that. You can see that in verse 18. He said they were with us, but they left us. They was with us, but they was not of us. And you have a lot of people in our churches today, they are amongst us, but they are actually not with us. Yeah, they're actually not with us. They are actually truly not committed to God. And John had a name for the people. He called these false teachers, he called them Antichrist. They were in opposition to everything that God stood for and died for. So he called them the Antichrist. He said they was not with us. And Jesus says this: if you're not with me, then you're against me. If you're not gathering, then you're scattering. I didn't say that, but Jesus said that. So John says, they left us that it might be manifested, revealed that they truly was not true Christians. They were not saved. Yeah. And we were talking about that this morning. They were not truly committed to God. Because John said if they were truly committed to God,
come on now.
They would still be walking with us today. And you have some people when they can't get their way, when they can't have, they got that Burger King mentality, when they can't have it their way, they'll leave from amongst us and go out and try to destroy or tear down the church character. But the Bible says in Isaiah, in the 55th chapter of Isaiah, no weapon. Jesus says his word will not go out void. Yeah. He will not send his word out void. It's going to accomplish the purpose wherever it goes. God has planted it there, and it will accomplish that purpose. So here in the church, we are Christians, and we know that when the Bible tells us not to love the world, he's not talking about the material world. He's talking about the world system. He's talking about the system that Satan has set up. His values, his theology, his religious beliefs. He's talking about the things that Satan does in opposition to God. He's not talking about the beautiful creation that God made. Because everything that God made is good. But the enemy has distorted everything that God made. Yeah, we can look at the internet. It was made that, or Facebook or whatever, it was made that we may communicate with one another. At first it was to encourage one another. But now it has become a gossip and a mess. Yes. It's just become a gossip page. And everybody have left the good book to go to Facebook. Let me not lump everybody into the same category, because everybody not. But that's all you hear is Facebook. They have left the good book, the book of life, to go to Facebook. We were using telephone, the phone system. It was to communicate with one another when we couldn't reach one another. Now they can't leave home without it. They'll leave the good book and go back and get the telephone. It's something wrong. It's a different spirit, what I'm trying to say. It's operating. It's a different spirit operating. We can't see it because he's subtle with it. He makes you think it is for our good. It is a good thing, but when it's controlling you, yeah, it's not good. It is not good. We live in this world. The Bible says we are in the world, but we are not of the world. Don't let the world fool you. Yeah, we are in this world, but Jesus, he called us out of the world, the ecclesia. He called us out to send us back in that we may bring others out. But it's hard to bring people out when you're doing the same thing they're doing. When they can't see light in you. When there's no salt shaking. It's hard to witness to people when you are partaking in the same thing that they're doing. Everything that God does is good, but Satan, he try to counterfeit it with evil. And we, the church, the body of Christ, we cannot be fooled by that. God desires that we have nice things, but he don't want those things to have us. Yeah. And so here he tells us, or commands us, not to love the world. And one writer, he gave this, he was kind of a little cynical about it. He gave this cynical definition. The difference between the boy and the man is the price of his toy. The shiny new bicycle or the shiny new car. Both after a short period of time gonna lose its luster. Yeah. And then we'll be craving for something else. So here he commands us. Here the writer commands us. He says, do not love this world, nor the things that it offers you. Jesus said in Matthew 6 and 24, you can't love too. He says, do not love this world, nor the things it offers you. And what is the world offering us? The same thing that Satan offered Jesus when he was in tempted. You remember when he was in the wilderness? Matthew's the fourth chapter, Luke the fourth chapter, when Jesus was in the wilderness. And he took him up on this high mountain. The Bible says he showed him all the kingdoms, nations of the world. And he said, what? I'll give all of this to you. But what did he want from Jesus? The same thing that he wants from you and I. He said, if you would bow down and worship me. I believe that's the fourth chapter of Matthew, the eighth verse. He says, I'll give it all to you. And he's using the same tactic today. I'll give it all to you. If you would just bow down and worship me. Here he commands the church not to love the world or be fooled by the things of the world. But Romans 12 and 2 has commanded us, what? Be not conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed. How can we be transformed from this, the things of this world? He says you got to renew your mind on a daily basis. We got to think about what we're thinking about. He says, for when you love the world, and this is serious. He says, when you're trying to play both sides, and there are some that are trying to play both sides, when you love the world and the cravings of the world, which will never satisfy us, he says, you do not have the love of the Father in you. So when we love the world, when we participate in the things that the world is doing, in the pleasures of the world, in the values of the world, in the belief of the world, when we do those things that we know that are oppositional to what God stood for and what he died for, he says the love of the Father is not in you. And Jesus says, if you don't have the love of God, then you don't belong to God. You belong to the world. You're just fooling yourself. We're just fooling ourselves when we try to tag team with the world. The Bible say that God is a jealous God. He won't have none of that. He won't share his glory with nobody. So he says, the love of the Father is not in you. And then he tells us the things that the world has to offer us. What do the world has to offer that's lasting, that's fulfilling? He says, look, for the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure. That's the lust of the flesh. Whatever pleases the flesh. That's what the world offers. Fornication, adultery, all of those things, covetry, all of those things, all of those pleasures. The world offers you materialistic things. Yeah. Always wanting and desiring, but never being fulfilled. Because only God can fulfill. The world cannot fulfill that. Only God can fulfill us and make us whole. So he says, the world offers you cravings for physical pleasure. Like Satan, I give you everything. Just bow down and worship me. A craving for everything we see. That's the lust of the eyes. We look upon it and we desire it. We crave it. And then we do anything we can to get it. If you got to lie, if you got to steal, if you got to cheat, to get it. Whatever. We see it and we want it. That's the lust of the eyes. And then he says, the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh is craving for those things that we don't have. We're looking at what the Jones got and we want it. But we don't have the resources to get it. We crave for, that's what the lust of the flesh did, and the lust of the eyes. We got cravings for things that we don't have, and we are trying to figure out how we can get it. See, what we have to do to work it to get. And then the lust of the pride of life. The pride of life is boasting and bragging about things we may have. Oh, we don't have. So some people lie about they have it and they don't have it. Through pride. So pride of life is boasting and bragging. You may have a nice house. You may have a nice car. You may have money. You may have a good position. But you're so prideful and arrogant. And the Bible say pride goes before a fall. So he says, these are the things that the world has to offer us. What our eyes see, lusting after the flesh, whatever pleases us. That's not your wife, but you want her. That's not your husband, but you want him. Yeah. And so you go after it. Do what you have to do to make it happen. Yeah. That's not your money, but you steal it. He says, these are the things that the world has to offer us. Never satisfied. Because our eyes are going to always be looking at something. We're going to always be desiring something. You don't even know what you want. You just want something. How many of you say, I don't even know what I want. I just want something. That's how the enemy works. Never satisfied. But when you have Christ, I heard what Paul said. Paul says, I have learned how to be content. Yeah. Whatever state, whatever process I'm going through, I've learned. I know how to abound and I know how to abase. And that type of contentment, that type of fulfillment comes through Jesus Christ. Even if you have a dime in your pocket, you're still joyful. The world can't take that away from you. But all of these other things, as the scripture will tell us, is passing away. Only what we do for Christ is lasting. Only the joy and the fulfillment that God gives us is lasting. For now and eternity. Look what it says. We take pride in our achievements. I'm this, I'm that. We take pride in our possessions. And I've learned two things. That God can take your possessions from you or take you from your possessions. Because yeah. Everything belongs to God. You remember the story about the rich fool? When he built his barn, And he is born was filled, but he was selfish. Didn't share with the neighbors. And so what he said to himself, you know what? I got this barn, this field, but I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to build me a bigger barn. And I'm going to fill it up. And then what am I going to do with that? I'm going to eat, I'm going to drink, and I'm going to be merry. But that same day, the Bible say, the Lord said, thou fool. Because this day, thy soul is required of you. And what's going to happen to all of that he stocked up, all of those treasures? Somebody else going to enjoy that. Somebody that may not even take pride in it. They'll benefit from that. Because those things are passing away. He can take you or take it, either way. Whenever he get ready. And so that's why it's important that we stay focused on what's important. Don't allow the things of this world to fool us. Yeah, but we stay on track and we stay on course. Because look what it said. These are not from the Father, but are from the world. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. All of those things is what the enemy offers us if we will bow down and worship him. And it says, the reason why he says, don't let the world fool you. He says, because this world is fading away. This world is dying. It's passing away. And if you've got all your hopes and your plans and your dreams and your vision and what those things you have envisioned, all of your money and your honey wrapped up in the world, it's passing away. And you will pass away with it. He says, along with everything that people crave, every craving, he said, all that is leaving, fading. But there is hope. You see it in the scripture here, the turnaround. He says, but he lets us know that it's futile to put all of our hopes and dreams in this world, in the things of this world, because it's passing away. And all of your desires and everything that you've staked out, it's like living in a house that's on fire. It's like putting your money in a pocket with holes in it. It's like stepping on a boat that's sinking. All that stuff is passing away. You're losing. It's a losing. All your hopes, all your plans, all your vision, all that's passing away. But, so all is not lost. There's a turnaround. There's hope. There's a future. And there's a promise. He says, but anyone... And anyone means anyone. Whosoever. Look what he say. But anyone who does what pleases God will live or abide forever. Anyone who does what pleases God. That's the promise. And Jesus said he came that fulfilled this promise. The thief in John 10:10 says, the Bible says he comes what? Steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it to the fullest, have it more abundantly. I have come. And he made it all possible. How did he do that? How did he do that? He went to Calvary. Yeah, he went to Calvary. And he died in our place on the cross. He was buried in the grave in our place. Yes. But on the third day, the Bible say he was resurrected. Come on. That he could give us life, that we could abide with him forevermore. So Mount Olive, Jesus died that we could have eternal life. And so don't be fooled by the things of this world. It's fading away. Only what you do for Christ is lasting. Any treasure you try to store up down here, the Bible say moth, rust, thieves, all of those things will come. But if you store up treasures in heaven, it will abide forever. The doors of the church is open. We thank God. Thank God for his word. Thank God. As we have said, Jesus came that we can have life and that we can have abundant life. And he gave the invitation to anyone, whosoever will, can have a turnaround in their life. If you've been giving all of your attention to the world and the cares of this world, you have the opportunity to change course. Now that you know what's going to happen, what the end result is. Don't put all your hopes and dreams in a world that's passing away. But put your hope in Jesus Christ, who is from eternity, from everlasting to everlasting. And he can save to the utmost. He will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. And you do know that he owns everything. All of the silver, all of the gold, all of the hills and the cattle on the hill. All of that belong to the Lord. It's his. But he said those things are passing away. And God is eternity. And he has made preparation that we can live with him forever and ever. Don't be fooled by the world. Ever done. Don't get caught up in the things of this world. In his arms, but be caught up in Jesus. Protected.